Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Ask for mercy. Ask for mercy. Ask for mercy. We thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Listen to me attentively, sir. Adma. Reproach is not a palatable situation. Sometimes we do very well and people bow and honor us and everything takes a downturn and you don't see the people again. There are many circumstances, situations and things we go through that are tantamount to reproach. What is reproach? Reproach is disgrace. Reproach is shame. Psalm 69 verse 7. Reproach is to be the taunt and byword of people. Jeremiah 24 verse 9. Reproach is to suffer humiliation. If you have never been publicly humiliated before, you don't know. I will never forget my 7th birthday. Because my daddy invited everybody in the village. And I messed up at my birthday. And I was publicly flogged before the villagers that came for my birthday, on my birthday. Bad, Ali. Very bad. Humiliation. And they say, oh, your birthday, they do everything there. And daddy shows, say, I still be your dad. I've shared with you a colleague of mine in school, primary school, called Akim. I can never forget his name. I'm not sure you can remember all your secondary school, primary school mates. Who was bullying me and bullying me very well. Very, very well. Bullying me very well. One day, public assembly, everybody was around. And in front of everybody, he was pushing me. And I was moving back, moving back, moving back. Reproach publicly. Before the guy knew it, I just carried him and sat on him publicly. What is meant for your public reproach? The Lord will turn it around for your public celebration. In the name of Jesus. Reproach is to be an object of scorn. Some of you, when you pass, after you pass, you know, Nimu. And so they go to church, nothing to show. Is it their own rent? Just they go, they come. Is it their own rent? Can't pay the children's school fees. You become a byword and a taunt. That is reproach. Reproach is to be an object of mockery. Remember, they are said, look at Job. Reproach. He could remember those days when he was on top of the world. But now, nowhere to be found. Some economic condition of a country brought us to reproach. Some people change cars. I have friends. When I was in bank, they had changed cars every year. Now, they call us for petrol. Bros, send me money for reproach. Reproach. I pray for you here. Every setback that brings reproach, let the blood of Jesus terminate in your life. I didn't hear that. Let the blood of Jesus terminate in your life. In the name of Jesus. An old colleague in a bank was getting married. And I went for a very close of mine, and we've not seen a long one. So while he was getting married, out of all of us, he married late. He married when he was over 40. So he sent me an invite. So I said, I must be there. When I got there, I met my old colleagues in the bank. Very, very powerful colleagues. I had colleagues that at the time when we were collecting like 40,000, when I was collecting 40,000 per month, the person was my junior. And he gave ₦1 million to his church. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You understand? I'm earning 40. The person is my junior. He calls me your guy. He gave $1 million to his church. When we were struggling to add 10,000 of our tithe off to make the tithe look appreciable, he gave $1 million. While we were working, he bought a brand new Bora. Can anybody remember the days of Bora? I'm talking about 20 years ago. I had to send him money the following day. Because reproach has taken over. Whatever makes you rise and fall suddenly, the Lord disgrace in your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You will not suffer disgrace. You will not be put to shame. Say amen. Let me hear you. You will not fall suddenly. Your situation will not change negatively suddenly. In the name of Jesus. The path of the righteous is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter. You will move higher and higher. You will move from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone here. You will not suffer public disgrace. Say with me, say, I will not suffer public disgrace. In the name of Jesus. So reproach is a condition of shame and disgrace. Sometimes it settles into a person's spirit. And it colors every aspect of his life. He carries it everywhere. He's torn down. He's attacked all around the place. Whatever causes reproach in your life, we uproot them from your life in the name of Jesus. What brings reproach? What brings reproach? Sin. Proverbs 14:34. Look at this. Straightforward. Righteousness exalts a nation. But sin is a reproach to any person. We don't need to go far. Sin is a problem of this nation. You know, leadership takes the blame also. But most of the blame are from us. The leaders come from within us. I have somebody that say in Nigeria, when people steal money, before they share it, they pray to God first and they share the money. After sharing, they pray to God also to help them spend the money well. We are a praying country. We are a religious country. We are not a godly country. In Nigeria, people go to work late and they do fellowship after they've gone to work late before they start work. Everybody blames Buhari because we deceive Buhari own. All of us are to blame. Sin is a reproach. What brings reproach? Number two, pride. Proverbs 11:2. There is no doubt about anybody under the heavens, on the earth, that is proud, will enter into reproach. Proverbs 11:2. Let's read together. When pride comes, then comes what? Pride. Behind pride is shame. A proud person will come down. He said, the Lord humbles the Lord brings down the proud and makes grace available to the humble. Beware of pride. What brings reproach? Wickedness. Proverbs 18:3. When the wicked comes, contempt, which is reproach, comes also. And with dishonor comes reproach. Wherever you see reproach, many times it is an act of wickedness activating that reproach. Put your right hand on your head. Let me pray for you. Let me pray for you. Every wicked activated reproach. Any wickedness of your parents' house that have arisen against you for reproach. Let that wickedness be terminated now. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end in your life and your destiny. In the name of Jesus. Your hands on your head, I pray for you. Whatever power is pulling you down, bringing you shame from your father's house, from your mother's house, from your hometown, from your place of work, from your neighborhood, whoever traveled at any time because of you for reproach, let that reproach be terminated by the thunder of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, from today you will no longer suffer reproach. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. What brings reproach? Sometimes God himself in anger brings reproach upon us because of our sin. If you read Ezekiel chapter 5 from 6 to 14, God himself brought reproach upon the Israelites and sent them to captivity himself because of your sin. I pray for anyone here. Any sin, any error, any mistake, any iniquity, any transgression, any unrighteousness in your house, in your heart, that is making God to turn against you. May the mercy of the Lord begin to speak for you. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Listen to me. If God is the one against you, nobody can help you. It is only mercy that can speak for you. Lift your right hand and let's pray together. Have mercy on me, Lord. Let's pray. Have mercy. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me and take away every reproach from my life. Have mercy. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy. I enjoy your mercy. Your mercy. Let your mercy speak for me against every reproach. Against every error. Intentional, unintentional, conscious, unconscious. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Mercy. 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 Your mercy that prevails against judgment. Your mercy that prevails against every reproach. Let your mercy speak for me. Let your mercy speak for me. Let your mercy speak for me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. What are the things that the Bible specifically calls reproach? We took like five in the first service. Delayed marriage is a reproach. Barrenness is a reproach. Broken marriage, divorce, single parenthood is a reproach. Untimely death and widowhood is a reproach. Strangers ruling in the house of God is a reproach. Poverty, failure, and lack is a reproach. You know, I've always told you, don't say anybody is humble if he doesn't have money. If you don't have money, do you have an option? When there is no money, there is no option that for us to come down. You only know a person after he has had money and position. Stretch forth your hand here. Every reproach of financial embarrassment. Whatever reproach that is not making you to lift up your head among your peers. When they are asking for money, you are donating energy. May the Lord deliver you from that reproach. In the name of Jesus. You know, there are many traditions. You know, where I come from, tradition demands that when you want to do ceremony, the wives, is it the wives, what do you call them? Wives of the guys, they are the ones that cook. They do all the cooking and they do whatever. If you have the money, you buy the cows, you bring the people that will cook from Abuja. They cook all the food. There is no wahala. In fact, some can't donate anything. They donate energy. They'll be there a week before the program, preparing because there is no money to contribute. The people that have money to go, they send the money. They send the truck with drinks. They bring the cow. And they come late. I pray for you. May the Lord celebrate you among your friends, among your family, among the enemy. In the name of Jesus. This year, you will be celebrated in your family. In the name of Jesus. Anyone that has been reproached in their family, this year, you will be celebrated in your family. The Lord lift up your head. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Moral failure is a reproach. When a man is a man of God, a leader in church, and suddenly he has impregnated somebody, it is a reproach. Judges chapter 16, 21. Judges 16, 21. Then the Philistines, they took Samson. And they put out his eyes. And brought him down to Gaza. They bound him with bronze fetters. And he became a grinder in the place. You know what a grinder is? You know that grinder we used to grind pepper. So in the prison, he was one grinding pepper, grinding stone. He was called to be the judge, a president, a leader of his country. He ended up grinding. Why? Moral failure, woman, sexual immorality. Every error, every iniquity, every sin that will bring you shame, public disgrace, may the Lord deliver you from those things. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands up again. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. Say, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Take away every reproach from me. Have mercy. Every public disgrace planned against me, arise and deliver me. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. He didn't only end up as a grinder. Lord, have mercy. Verse 25. So it happened. When their hearts were merry, they have taken wine. And they said, call for Samson that he may perform. So he will come. They will put some clothes on him. He will now be performing and be pulling chair and be pulling. You know, when they capture the lion performed at the circus later. You know, circus. They will bring the lion. They will say, yeah, jump, jump. The lion will come. Rah! He will jump. They will bring the elephant. Elephant will be carrying things. That was what they asked Samson to do. That was a leader of a nation. A father of a family. The glory of his family. He was brought down in reproach. That will not happen to you. In the name of Jesus. Say with me. Say, anything the enemy has planned for my reproach, it shall not stand. It shall not come to pass. Whatever the enemy has planned as a reproach for my spouse, a reproach for my children, it shall not stand. It shall not come to pass. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Are we still here? Defeat by the enemy is a reproach. Sometimes as Christians, we are always defeated. Always defeated. Always defeated. No victory. Defeat here. Defeat there. He starts again. He loses everything. He starts again. He loses everything. That is a reproach. Psalm 79, 1 to 7. Psalm 79, 1 to 7. Oh God, the nations have come into your inheritance. Your holy temple they have defiled. They have laid Jerusalem in heaps. The dead body of your servants, they have given all as food for the birds of heaven. The flesh of your saints to the beasts of the earth. Their blood they have shed like water all around Jerusalem. And there was no one to bury them. Every attack of the enemy, stealing your blood, shedding your blood, bringing you shame. That attack ends now. In the name of Jesus, lift your right hand and say, by the blood of Jesus, no longer will I be defeated in the battles of life. Say, by the blood, by the blood. Say, I come by the blood of Jesus, and I decree, no longer will I be defeated in the battles of life. I come by the blood. I come by the blood. I come by the blood. No longer will I be defeated in the battles of life. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. There is something that looks like that. It's affliction upon affliction. Trouble upon trouble. Nehemiah 1:3. Say, what, Nikon? Are you the only one? Am I the only one that whenever there is a challenge, it is me? I went for a cousin's 40th birthday. I went, they were sharing food. They bypassed me, our table, and shared everybody there with them. So I look at one of the people there and say, see, now this guy there, they preach for church. You say, they feet bypass, make una no bypass me here. They just bypass, go to the front, and then they started from the other side again, and we were seated. Ah, this one of my brothers, where all of you, we invited you here. You know, go chop the front. And some of us, no opportunity comes your way. You are always bypassed. Always bypassed. It is a reproach. And they said to me, the survivors who are left from the captivity in the province are there in what? In great distress and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem is also broken down, and his gates are buried with fire. Some of us, our father's house in the village, a part has fallen. We have not been able to raise money to build it. Distress. Is it me, somebody that cannot pay house rent, or somebody that just struggled, that will remember a house that has fallen somewhere that is in ruins? I pray for you. Whatever is bringing shame to your family in the village, in your hometown, whatever is for shame, the Lord deliver you from that reproach. In the name of Jesus. Reproach. Exodus 10, 5 to 7. Reproach. What is reproach? What brings reproach? What does the Bible call it? Look at it. There is an evil I have seen under the sun. As an error proceeding from the ruler. Foolish people, folly, is set in great dignity. Why the rich sit in a lowly place? Let's reach God. I want to go. Read with me. I have seen servants on horses. Why princes walk on the ground like servants? That is Nigeria. The most unqualified become president. The qualified support them to get there. The qualified hail them. It is a reproach for the unbelievers to be set in high places and for you to be doing yes sir. Yours is to be SSA, SAPA, and you celebrate that. Why can't you be the man? Sir, why can't you be the man? Why can't we be the man? We have become servants walking. And the others are riding on horses. We are the best lawyers. We are not the judges. So no matter how good you are, the judges determine your case. If they say you lose, you have lost. But you are still the best lawyer. But you will still call the judge, my lord, sir, and bow and sit. The next set of Supreme Court justices. What is a Christian on that number? I don't know. I have not checked. You just cover that they are changing and they are Muslims. They are changing. They are Muslims. Even the ones from the south, they are Muslims. But we are the lawyer, S-A-N, Akawegbuye. How do I explain that? The one that was given certificate and honor because he is educated. That is all what we have as Christians. We had one that pocket and speak all the grammar. You know what it means is this. Even the Muslim ticket, nobody can defend it better than the Christians. That is who we are. Reproach. We have become servants. Lift your hands up. Every reproach of servanthood. The Lord deliver me. Pray with me. Say, the Lord deliver me. From every reproach of servanthood. The Lord deliver me. The Lord deliver me. From every reproach of servanthood. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can we pray? Let me just close. Let me read some scriptures and we pray that. Is that good? Okay. Joel 2:17. Put an end to every reproach. Joel 2:17. Lord, arise, put an end to every reproach in our lives. He said, let the priests who minister to the Lord, let them weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not give your heritage to reproach. That the nation should rule over them. Why should they say among the people, where is their God? Why? Look at the screen. We are going to pray together. Oh Lord, spare us from every reproach. Lift your two hands up. Say, spare me. Spare my family. From every reproach. Can you pray? Just pray. Pray with me. From every reproach. Oh Lord, spare me. Spare me. Spare me. Spare my family. From every reproach. Arise and spare us from every reproach. Spare us from every reproach. Spare us. Do not make us reproach among the people. In the name of Jesus. It has been good before. It is no longer good. That will not be your portion. In the name of Jesus. Everything that has been good before is not permitted to turn against you. It's not permitted to become a reproach. Whatever has been working before is not permitted to turn around against you negatively. In the name of Jesus, the Lord terminates every reproach. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 74 verse 10. Psalm 74 verse 10. Oh God, how long would the adversary reproach? Would the enemy blaspheme your name forever? How long? Can we pray the reproach of the enemy ends today in my life? Every reproach. Can we pray every reproach of the adversary, of the enemy, every reproach of the adversary, of the enemy, every reproach of the enemy ends in my life today. Every reproach of the enemy ends in my life today. Every reproach of the enemy ends in my life today. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Nehemiah 4:4. Let's take three more verses. I leave here. Nehemiah 4:4. I want to pray for anyone going through consistent reproaches. I want to lay hands on you and break that upon your life. I will take Jeremiah 4:4. You can come to the front. Let me lay hands on you and pray for you. Hear, O Lord our God, for we are despised. Turn their reproach on their own heads and give them as plunder to a land of captivity. Lift your hands and let's pray together. Say, oh Lord, turn their reproach upon themselves. In every reproach activated by the enemy, oh Lord, arise. Turn their reproach against them. Turn their reproach against them. Turn the reproach against them. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Is there such a person I need to pray for? Psalm 109:29. We thank you. We bless your name. Olorun to da wa oke igba enyi mo fi re Olorun Sani o supe biko se papa papa Sani o supe koko o
Ola
akanda li
Honey, won't you? brother lead. Look to Jesus now and lead. This message unto you. I have mercy from the Lord. Hallelujah. These mercies unto you I bring. I have mercy from the Lord. Hallelujah. These mercies unto you.
On the screen, let's just take that and I'll leave this place. Jesus, Jesus. That the enemy is striking, it is a reproach. Today, let the Lord take away that reproach. May the Lord arise and fight for you. May the Lord arise and fight for you. May the Lord arise and fight for you. You shall no longer have losses in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. Psalm 109, verse 29. And I need this place. Let shame come upon my adversary. Psalm 109, 29. You had it before. Can you read it? Let's go. Let my accusers be clothed with shame. Let them cover themselves with their own disgrace as with a mantle. You know a mantle? Say a mantle. Let them be known by their disgrace. Lift your hands and let's pray. Say, let my accusers be clothed with shame. Let them be covered. Let them cover themselves with their own disgrace as with a mantle. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Isaiah 57 to 9, one of my favorite warfare scriptures. Isaiah 57 to 9. Stand up on your feet. Let's take them together. Stand up on your feet. We'll just read it. Isaiah 57 to 9. You demonstrate it is a prayer. Lift your ladder and let's go. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face as like a flint. And I know that I will not be ashamed. Let's go. For he is near who justifies me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is my adversary? Let him come. Near me. Surely the Lord God will help me. Who is he that will condemn me? Indeed, they will grow old like a garment. The moth will eat them up. The Lord bless you.
Amen.
The Lord help you in the name of Jesus. Can I say no more reproach, no more shame? Say no more reproach, no more shame, no more disgrace, no more humiliation, no more dishonor in the name of Jesus. Now listen to me. Whatever in your life that you yourself term as a reproach, it ends today. In the name of Jesus. Any situation you are going through that you are unsatisfied with, today it ends in the name of Jesus. My Lord, whom I serve, he will remember you. In the name of Jesus. This year is not permitted to end without you celebrating and dancing your dance. In the name of Jesus. For you, help is here for you. You will not miss your help. May your helpers locate you. Above human help, may angelic help be made available for you. The God whom he serves, let him arise for your help. Everything God created, let them all arise for your help. In the name of Jesus. This week, you are remembered. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.